Recently, I've been talking to you about the rosary. I've been sprinkling it in every once in a while. And the rosary is so powerful and so wonderful and so great. And it's also very difficult to do. It takes 15 to 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how you pray it. And that's a long time. And our weak human nature, we always put the rosary off till later. We'll do it later. We'll do it later. I'll do it before I go to bed. And then what happens? When you go to bed, you get so tired. You don't even want to pray the rosary anymore, and you say it really quickly, right? Also, you have to remember that the serpent wants to get you to stop saying your rosary. He wants nothing more than to take the rosary away from you. Not because it's some pious devotion, because it's so necessary for the life of the soul to meditate upon the life of Christ daily, to pray the angelic salutation daily, to pray the words that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, daily. He wants to take that away from you. And also, if He would rather you pray it at night than pray it in the morning. Why would Satan rather you pray the rosary at night than pray it in the morning? Because think of it this way. If the rosary and other sacramentals and other prayers are there to help open and increase our disposition to receive grace throughout the day, and you pray it at night, well, when you wake up in the morning, you've totally ruined that disposition and that grace. Why do I say that you've ruined it? Because if you imagine, you wake up in the morning, oh no, it's late, I have to get up and go to work, I'm so rushed. And then what happens, automatically everybody who wakes up is always worried about me. The greatest spiritual battle is in the mornings. You wake up and you're tired and you hit the snooze and you hit the snooze and you hit the snooze. Already you're giving in to your weaknesses. You're giving in to your own inclinations and not doing the will of the Lord. He wants you to wake up strong, fast, and fervent, right? So you're already being used to doing your self-will and increasing your self-love. But if you pray the rosary in the morning, you wake up. I'm so sleepy. I don't want to wake up. Oh, I'm so lazy. I'm in a rush. I have to go really quick. Now if you pray the rosary, what's going to happen? No. I must be patient. I must do God's will. I am sacrificing. God comes first. Right, so you give the Lord the first fruits, and He makes your day very fruitful. So there is a difference there, eh? So it's difficult, and it's difficult to persevere, and that's why the Blessed Mother gives us so many in addition to the greatness and the holiness that we gather, that we gain from the frequent praying of the rosary and the natural fruits that occur within our own soul, the peace of soul we have throughout the day. So there's other graces that come along that the Blessed Mother uses to, I guess, bribe you to pray it. And Blessed Mother teaches us a lesson that no, you cannot force somebody to do something. You cannot force your children to pray the rosary. You cannot force your students to pray the rosary. You can't force them. Because they can just say the Our Fathers and Hail Marys, and they'll be saying the prayers, but they're not praying the rosary. Or they'll be doing it begrudgingly if you're like, oh, you're going to do this as your punishment, or you must do this. You can do your best, but the ideal thing the Blessed Mother teaches us is what? Bribery. Why do I say bribery? Because there's so many beautiful promises associated with praying the rosary. And those beautiful promises I'm going to elaborate on so that you can understand them better. So, first and foremost, I'll just go ahead and start. Number one, there's 15 promises. There's more promises, but these are the 15 main ones that can be consistently found and clearly read through. In the life of St. Dominic and the book, The Secret of the Rosary. Number one, whoever shall faithfully serve me, faithfully, that means you're praying it regularly, whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary, and that means faithfully means what? I'm going to do it every day at the same time consistently, several times if necessary, because I'm faithfully serving. Whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. A signal grace is for me, it's one of the greatest graces that I've ever received. I love signal graces. They're my favorite grace. It's my favorite promise of the rosary. Well, there's many promises that I love, but this is one of my favorite. A signal grace is a sign. If there's a signal saying stop, yield, proceed with caution, caution, danger ahead. I love signal graces. Some people say, but God said only a sinful generation seeks a sign. But you have to understand that Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees. Jesus had already worked many miracles in their presence, and they were asking for a miracle, for some sign, to test him. This is different. So, for example, if you're trying to discern God's will, and you say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do in this situation. Should I go to my friend's party? Or should I stay home and not go because they might do sinful things? What should I do? Well, you're asking clarity from the Lord. Okay? He likes that. And then, or let's say you even have a hunch, and you think, I feel like God's telling me to go and start this new endeavor, but Lord, please, I need some assistance. Give me some type of signal, grace, some type of sign, any kind of sign, as long as I can recognize it as being from your hand, so that I will know that I'm not being tricked by the devil, right? And so guess what? You pray the rosary devoutly, and the Lord, I guarantee you, every time he'll give you your signal grace. I get signal graces every single day. They're amazing. I love them. I love them. I even keep them. On top of that, if you think about it, let's say you know an atheist, and they don't believe in the existence of God. Well, you can say, hey, buddy, you don't believe in God? Or you're agnostic. I don't believe in God. I don't even see any evidence of God. If he'd give me some type of outward sign, and you say, oh, okay. Well, if he's going to give you a sign, let's see if this works. Why don't you join me? I will pray the rosary with you. We'll pray it together. We'll say the prayers out loud, and I will read a meditation, and you can think about that and imagine the life of Jesus going on in your head, you know. You're just testing this out. There's nothing wrong with saying some words and using your imagination to picture what's going on in the Bible, right? And they'll say, okay, fine, whatever. And then you say, and if you do this, I promise you'll get a sign from God that he's real and that he loves you and that he's powerful. And then they'll say, okay, yeah, whatever, I dare you. Okay, let's see if this works. And you say, okay, let's see if this works. And then you say, but you remember you have to meditate on the mysteries devoutly. And then they'll say, okay, if you can get them to agree to that, guess what? You'll have your man. Our Lady will use the rosary like a bait, and they'll bite it. And one decade at a time, she'll pull them closer and pull them closer and pull them closer. And the signal graces are going to be the ones that help them know that God is alive, that God is real. The signal graces are the ones that help you to know what God's will is, to help you to faithfully follow it, that will confirm that you're really doing God's will. All right, so God bless you. God love you. I hope you stick around because this is going to be so wonderful. By the time we're done going through all these graces, you're going to be like, I must pray the rosary today. Ah, you'll be like me. I'm praying several rosaries a day, a decade for each grace that I need. For everything that I'm about to do, I'm always praying a decade. Why? Because I need the Lord's assistance. I need the grace of the Blessed Mother. And I have the confidence, knowing that if I prayed it, I have nothing to fear. That our Lord is in control of absolutely everything. I love them and everything's going to work out to my good. But if you stop praying the rosary, the St. Maximilian Kolbe says that the Blessed Mother alone has from God, only she has this, been given the grace to crush the head of the serpent. So when we hand over our rosaries, we hand over our Marian devotion, we basically say, okay, I'm laying down my weapons, Satan, come on. So people always ask me, I don't know what happened, my faith is so weak, I used to be so holy. And I said, oh, I can tell you what happened. The second you gave up your Marian devotion, you yielded to Satan. You have no spiritual power. You have nobody getting your back. You have to remember that Satan is preternatural. We are only natural. So what do we need? We need assistance from the supernatural. Of course, Mary is not supernatural, but she is the perfect vessel of the Holy Spirit. And she's the mediatrix of all graces. She's our co-redemptrix. And the Lord has chosen her to be the fountain, the grace, the vessel that gives us the graces. All right, God bless you. God love you. And may the Blessed Mother continue to crush the head of the serpent in your life and make you more and more like Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.